Portland Rebels, The Complete Collection, by Rebecca Grace Allen, narrated by Rock Engel and Melissa Barr. Portland Rebels, Book 1, The Duality Principle, by Rebecca Grace Allen, narrated by Rock Engel and Melissa Barr.
1. The Duality Principle. A principle that says if a theorem is true, it remains true if each object in operation is replaced by its dual. Gabriella Evans' life existed in terms of definitions. She studied algebra, geometry, and calculus, concepts that were ordered and well-defined. Logic was where she felt most comfortable, so she couldn't understand why she'd abandoned her research for the afternoon and was instead about to go on a blind date. It was the least logical thing she could possibly do. The whole thing had a 70% chance of being completely awful. She could have written an entire thesis on the statistical probability of a blind date going well. Still, it was nice to be out in the sunshine, enjoying the town she loved. Portland, Maine sat amidst the backdrop of the sparkling Atlantic Ocean, still frigid despite the balmy air. Lobster buoys and white sails dotted the coastline, making it a spot of serenity only 2 hours up I-95 from Cambridge. All around her, the old port was filled with the usual invasion of tourists competing for space with the locals. They wandered through the cobblestoned streets, past the art galleries and quaint stores selling kitchen knickknacks. Children pressed their sweaty palms against ice cream parlor windows while college students played guitar on the sidewalks. Colorful wind socks hung from awnings outside bohemian clothing shops, whispering in a breeze laced with the scent of salt water. These people, these sights, sounds, and smells, they were home to Gabriella, so much more than the rigid life in Boston where she'd grown up. She was sure the sleepy town where she spent the carefree summers of her youth would be the perfect place to evaluate her thesis statement and plan for her last year of study. She was in Portland to do research, not to go on a blind date. She never should have let Jamie talk her into this. Gabriella glanced at her watch, even though she didn't need to check the time. She was always early, always on time, always routinized, everything in her life perfectly ordered. Except for her heart. "I don't want to do this," she complained to her wrist. The couple to her left turned to stare at her, their eyebrows raised in unison.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?